Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer and author, and he's coming to us today from Galena, Illinois, with a preaching entitled, Be Merciful.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I think the heart of today's message is in the very last verse. "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." God desires mercy on our part. Mercy, not sacrifice. Oh yes, our liturgical celebrations please God and are important for our own spiritual lives, just as our own personal practices of prayer and penance. But these do not get to the heart of what pleases God. What God most desires is that we show mercy so that we manifest God's mercy, God who is mercy. So we always need to hold this notion of love of neighbor up there as a criterion in terms of which we know whether we love God, because God desires that we love those whom God loves. I desire mercy, just as God is mercy. As Luke would say, be compassionate, be merciful, as God is merciful. So this is what God most wants of us, that we be compassionate people. Now that word mercy, the Latin word misericordia, gets to the heart of what it is, because it's composed of two words, really. Cor, cordis, cordia, meaning heart, from the heart. Our hearts, miseri, the wretched of the earth, the poor, the outcast, yes, the sinner, those in need, the widow, the immigrant, the orphan. In other words, the one who is merciful is one who has a heart for those in need, the marginal, the poor, the desperate. In our own times, we can think of our approach to immigrants. Our response to them is one of compassion. Or we think of also the recent rise in hate crimes, anti-Semitic, anti-Asian. What is our attitude towards the foreigner, so to speak, alien in our midst? How important these were in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and to Jesus. What I desire most is mercy, your compassion toward those in need. But then that line, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," continues, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." In other words, those who are in need of our compassion are not only the socially marginalized, the culturally set aside, the economically poor, but those who are spiritually in need, sinners. In fact, in our gospel text, which is the story of Jesus calling Matthew himself to be a disciple, we understand that Matthew is himself a tax collector. And the fact that Jesus has reached out to him indicates, just like in the story of Zacchaeus, that someone who's a tax collector can also be saved. In other words, Jesus' mercy is not confined, not limited. It reaches out to all those who may in some way respond to it. And Jesus could tell that at the heart of Matthew, there was something good, even though he was a wealthy man, because at that time in history, tax collectors were ordinarily wealthy, perhaps even corrupt, and certainly in some ways considered traitors because they were collecting taxes for an occupying Roman army. And so they would be a despised and hated group, considered among the worst of the sinners. How could Jesus reach out to them? When the Pharisees saw that he was dining with tax collectors and sinners, how would a holy, pious, prophetic man do such a thing? It's a mark against him. Is he? Could he possibly be a man of God? And yet, what is the meaning of mercy? Our hearts are open to all those in need, to those who need to come and follow Christ, those who need Christ to enlighten their lives, give it meaning. As in the Gospel of John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But let us always come back then to that line in our own reflections. What I desire is mercy. Be merciful as your Heavenly Father is merciful. God's mercy is distributed and shines forth through the world, through us. We are to be the instruments of God's mercy, the channels of his love. And therefore, it's by our own mercy towards others. And so we can rejoice in the fact that God is merciful towards us, towards me, but also we can do some self-examination. How do I feel about desperate immigrants at my border? What is my attitude towards the LGBT community? How do I feel about the rise of hate in our world, in our country? Now, let's not let that lead us into condemnation, judgment, but let's be aware of what it is that God is calling us to, that God is calling us to be his people. God has given us the gift of his Spirit. God desires that we be women and men of mercy, channels of his love. And so let us live what we say we believe, and not, as Jesus so often is concerned about, the self-righteous, the hypocritical. Let us not be numbered among them, because Jesus did not come to call the righteous, the self-righteous, but rather sinners, people like you and me, who have, because we know ourselves in our sinfulness, hearts of compassion for those in our world who are in need. May God bless us.